This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 135, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 135, the first Roots Rock Radio Show of the decade, 2010, can you believe it? My name is Richard Taylor, and I'm glad that I made it. And if you're listening, you made it to the new decade as well. Congratulations, a fresh start for all of us. It's going to be very interesting during this next decade to see what happens with real rock and roll music. Roots Rock Radio has every intention of still being here, plugging away, bringing you the best of independent roots rock from around the globe. My email address is richard@rrradio.com. You can also visit the Facebook page at facebook.com/rootsrockradio. It's cold, cold, cold outside. At least here on the east coast of the USA, it's in the teens during the day with very brisk winds. We've got two wood-burning stoves going. It's so cold. We have one upstairs for the main area and then one downstairs for the Roots Rock Radio studio area. So I hope your start of the new decade is better than Artie Lang's. Howard Stern's sidekick Artie Lang was admitted to a hospital Saturday night. And from the looks of things, he won't be back in circulation anytime soon. Lang's representative confirms that he was hospitalized in New Jersey, but offers no other details. Artie has chosen to keep all information on this matter between him and his doctor, the statement reads. Artie was absent from Stern's Sirius radio show for much of December and canceled stand-up appearances, including New Year's Eve. Howard returns from holiday break this week, and I'm sure Artie's travails will be up for discussion. Here's some dates in rock and roll history. In 1970, the Beatles, without John Lennon, re-recorded vocals and a new guitar solo on the Paul McCartney song Let It Be at Studio 2 EMI Studios, London. That session was the final studio appearance for the Beatles as a group. The final date that all four of the Beatles were in the studio together was August 20th, 1969. In 1967, during the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper sessions at Abbey Road in London, Paul McCartney recorded his vocal track on Penny Lane. It's one of my all-time favorite Beatles songs. In 1978, the Sex Pistols started a U.S. tour in Atlanta, Georgia, before an estimated audience of 500 people. I actually had tickets when the Sex Pistols were doing that tour for Alexandria. I think it was a roller rink or something like that, but they never made it that far. They disbanded, they broke up before that date. I remember the tickets were like $5. In 1958, Gibson Guitars launched the Flying V electric guitar. 1968, the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour started an 8-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart. And in 1973, Carly Simon's You're So Vain, with Mick Jagger on backing vocals, started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart. Speaking of Carly Simon and Howard Stern, she was on Howard Stern this year, and she whispered in his ear who You're So Vain is about. Some birthdays. In 1936, Roger Miller, the King of the Road. In 1942, Chick Churchill, keyboard player for 10 years after. 1946, Sid Barrett from Pink Floyd. And in 1953, Malcolm Young, guitar, AC/DC. Here's some dates in history. 45 BC, the Julian calendar takes effect for the first time. 1797, Albany replaces New York City as capital of New York. 1881, Dr. John H. Watson is introduced to Sherlock Holmes. 1908, the first time the ball dropped, signifying the new year at Times Square in New York. In 1922, Vancouver, British Columbia starts driving on the right side of the road. 1928, the first U.S. air-conditioned office building opens in San Antonio, Texas. And in 1947, WTTG-TV Channel 5 in Washington, D.C. begins broadcasting. First up, Fools and Horses. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
You stare at a picture, and I'm nothing more than photographs. Too long people try their best to hold.
Matt. It's up to you. It's up to you.
She kept you guessing with your head in your hands. She played the game while you sat in the stands. She swept the floor and you were on your feet. She shut the door.
Make it up to you. That's what I'll do.
something to do. Lama, lama, find my nails. Rearrange my garbage pails.
Spanking Charlene. We heard their tune Fidgety on the web, spankingcharlene.com. Before that, we heard the Yahoos. We heard their tune Monkey with a Gun on the web, yahoos.com, Yahoos. Before that, we heard the Jelly Bricks. We heard their tune Up to You on the web, thejellybricks.com. And opening the set, we heard from Fools and Horses on the web, FoolsAndHorses.net. On January the 29th, they'll be at the Wrecker Theater in Towson, Maryland. Here's some dates in rock and roll history. In 79, Sid Vicious' trial for murder of girlfriend Nancy Spungen begins. In 1964, the Beatles were seen for the first time on US TV when a clip from the BBC's The Mercy Sound showing the group playing She Loves You was shown on the Jack Parr Show. That would be a good trivia question. It was not Ed Sullivan, apparently, according to this. In 64, the Rolling Stones appeared in Forest Hill, England, supported by the Detours, later to become The Who. In 1970, working on the Get Back sessions at Studio 2 of EMI Studios, London, three Beatles, Paul, George, and Ringo record 16 takes of the George Harrison song I, Me, Mine. John Lennon was away in Denmark at the time. A decade later, it became the title of George Harrison's autobiography. In 1953, country singer Hank Williams died of a heart attack brought on by a lethal cocktail of pills and alcohol. He was 29. And born on this day, speaking of the Beatles, George Martin, EMI's in-house recording producer and so-called fifth Beatle. Next up, the world premiere of a new recording by someone you might recognize. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
On Wednesdays, he wanders to the unemployment hub. We're in 4 days, you get the local prime.
actress. Well, they seem so used to it. But for others, it takes a lot more time. No one seems to notice as the silent student laughs. And the agent for divorce of what she feels petitions her to whisper into an abandoned ear and take charge of her life before she kneels. But she really doesn't care. She knows this life's not real, and all the weirdness must come to an end. She waits for one to love. She dreams of him at night, but he's really just her lover, not her friend. Over in the corner, a witness sits on ice. Her inexpensive portrait shook its head. She gathers her belongings, a pair of empty hands, a satellite dish, her clothes, some day-old bread. And as she strolls away, she leaves behind today all the thoughts she thought were hers are gone. She doesn't need the crowd. They stare much too loud. She has dreams and bracelets yet to pawn.
I sit here thinking about where I went wrong. I close my eyes and I see your face. A memory only time can erase. So I'm back to drinking. Yes, I'm back to drinking. Looks like I'm back to drinking once again. Neon lights and liquor signs. How I spend my days, how I occupy my time. This glass of whiskey's my new best friend. It's all that I have, my means to the end. So I'm back to drinking. Yes, I'm back to drinking. Looks like I'm back to drinking once again. Since I found I'm all alone, can't seem to get it right. My days grow short, my nights grow long, and I lost the will to fight. Just leave that bottle and I'll drink to my health. So I'm back to drinking. Yes, I'm back to drinking. Looks like I'm back to drinking once again. So I'm back to drinking. Yes, I'm back to drinking.
Smuggle, smuggle, that's what you're about to be in. About the things you've got.
We heard their tune, Baby's First Cadillac, on the web, grandsons.com. Before that, we heard Velvetone. We heard their tune, Smuggle, on the web, velvetone.de. Before that, we heard Leaving Texas. We heard their tune, Drinking Again, They have a website. They have a website, leavingtx.com, but it kept giving me a warning that there was something wrong with the site as far as spyware or something. Google did that. So instead of going to leavingtx.com, I went to their site on MySpace, which is myspace.com, leavingtx. And opening this last set, we heard The Taming of a Rainbow by my band, Richard Taylor and the Ravers, featuring Tim Prude on guitar and Joe Goltz on bass. I've been promising for quite a while that I was going to start working on a new CD. Well, the talk has stopped and the walk has begun. This is my first new recording since the mid-2000s. So I've officially started recording my new CD, and this is the first song. A result of that process, finally. I'll let you know when it becomes available on iTunes. So as a listener of Roots Rock Radio, you will be the first to hear these new tracks as I complete them during 2010. For more information, you can visit richardtaylor.tv. We just passed a special anniversary. Of all the requests made each year to the National Archives for reproductions of photographs and documents, one item has been requested more than any other. That item, more requested than the Bill of Rights or even the Constitution of the United States, is the photograph of Elvis Presley and Richard M. Nixon shaking hands on the occasion of Presley's visit to the White House. On the morning of December the 21st, 1970, Elvis Presley personally delivered a handwritten letter to a security guard at the northwest gate of the White House in Washington, D.C. Elvis wrote a six-page letter requesting a visit with the president and suggesting that he be made a federal agent at large in the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs. The materials chronicling the Presley-Nixon meeting were obtained from the Nixon Presidential Materials Project at the National Archives at College Park, Maryland, which include Presley's handwritten letter, memoranda from Nixon staff and aides, and a thank you note from Nixon for the gifts, including a Colt 45 pistol and family photos that Presley brought with him to the Oval Office. So there's an event January the 6th at the National Archives in D.C. when Nixon met Elvis. Who were present in the Oval Office when Nixon and Elvis met? In commemoration of the 75th birthday of Elvis Presley, the National Archives presents a discussion of the meeting between Elvis and Richard Nixon at the White House on December the 21st, 1970. The speakers will offer their eyewitness accounts of the meeting, along with an on-screen projections of related photographs, memos, and correspondence in the holdings of the National Archives. Next up, the Yellowhammers. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Below, he sang a sides of the world with all your might.
I'll let you down.
We just heard Edge City with their tune, Will Not Let You Down, on the web, edgecitytx.com. Before that, we heard Rebecca Rippey. We heard her tune, Gotta Have You, on the web, rebeccarippey.com, R-I-P-P-Y. Before that, we heard Peg Simone. We heard her tune, The Sun Is Leaking, on the web, pegsimone.com, from her CD, The Deeper You Get. And opening the set, we heard, speaking of Elvis, Yellowhammers with their tune, Come On Elvis, on the web, yellowhammers.com, on Bloodshot Records, a supporter of Roots Rock Radio. You can reach them, bloodshotrecords.com. Here's some more dates in rock and roll history. In 1962, the Beatles auditioned for Decca Records in West Hampstead, London. A&R boss at Decca, Dick Rowe, turned them down. I wonder what Dick's doing these days. In 1967, the Doors made their first live television appearance. Well, so-called live. They were lip-syncing their first single, Break On Through, at KTLA TV, Channel 5 in Los Angeles. In 1971, the George Harrison album, All Things Must Pass, started a 7-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart, making Harrison the first solo Beatle to score a U.S. number one album. Paul McCartney's first solo album was, I believe, 1969. In 1967, the Doors released their self-titled debut album called The Doors. So there you have it, the first Roots Rock Radio show of the decade. Let's hope we'll continue into the next decade. I would sure like to. As long as the rock and roll bands keep making the music, Roots Rock Radio will keep bringing it to you. If you have any comments, you can email them to richard@rrradio.com. The post office box fee is coming due in January. If you care to make a donation to help fund the cost of producing the Roots Rock Radio show, there is a donate button located at rrradio.com. I hope the start of this new decade is treating you well. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.